You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora guys, magandang gabi, and this is Walao with Otto and JC, and we have a very cool person here tonight. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Bioni. I make music, produce, songwrite, bit of rapping and stuff, and yeah, live up in Auckland, grew up in Christchurch, stayed down in Dunners, and that's kind of where I started making music and stuff, and yeah.
True. From my point of view of things, I've met you at Point and Studios, actually, yep. With Adiki, aka member of Backshots and really cool producer, and that's how I got to know this guy, and again, such a cool guy.
Guess me up,
I'm guessing you up because you are that guy, because like you as an upcoming artist yourself is one of the things I want to like see and root for, you know?
Yeah.
So like, what's to stop me from gassing you up, bro?
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. Okay.
Gotta get used to it. So, from my little research, you studied classical music at the beginning, and then you kind of like worked your way up from doing R&B hip hop with a hint of electro pop. Did anyone influence you to do classical music?
Oh, 100% my parents. Like, you know, like, it was like my sister played violin, so then I was like, naturally, I played violin. I think I started when I was like 4 years old and then do it all the way through high school. So yeah, I did it for ages, but I've kind of chilled out on it now, but like I'm appreciating a lot more. So every time I go home, I play on the violin and stuff. I'm trying to bring it back up, but yeah.
I was just going to ask, like, do you still play it that low key?
Yeah. I try to as much as possible, but like, you get so busy, eh? Like, as a, like a young adult, I guess like 25. Oh, no, mid-20s now, eh?
But, shush.
But yeah, I try to as much as possible, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Were there any artists that inspired your entry into hip hop, maybe?
Oh, like definitely the old school, like Snoop Dogg, NWA, and then obviously Eminem, like growing up, like with the Recovery album and everything.
I was gonna ask, did you ever listen to like SWV?
SWV, nah.
Dang, not even girl groups.
Nah, I just went straight into hip hop, and then a little bit of like indie rock music from my sister, who like give it on my like iPod Touch and stuff, which is like YouTube to MP3 kind of vibe.
And just like then, downloading it illegally.
Yeah, illegally, just like Paramore, and then I think once I got to like intermediate and high school, it's been like my friend showed me like Kanye West and everything like that, and it was like, yeah, I was like, oh wow, crazy.
So you mentioned that you grew up in multiple locations like Christchurch and Dunedin.
Yeah.
Now based here in Tamaki, like how did your artistry develop from those times in different places?
Like in Christchurch, I wasn't really making music. I think I just like kind of dabbled on Logic a little bit in GarageBand.
That still counts, right?
Still counts, I guess. I studied music, like did the like level 2 NCEA papers and stuff, but that's kind of where I learned the basics. And then it was in Dunedin where like met some friends, and then like lockdown and stuff happened. So then I just like, it's like, oh, this is kind of cool, and then just start grinding on it, like watching like Twitch and Discord and stuff like that from like Kenny Beats and stuff for like 4 hours a day, and just that's how I learnt producing pretty much, and then yeah, mixing and stuff like that. Playing the violin was like, oh, I have to like practice, do this, like, but now I appreciate it so much more because then I've got so much like music theory and then so much background knowledge of music and classical, and like I can kind of dwell in whatever. And yeah, learning instruments a lot easier as well if you can read music and stuff like that.
Right, so do you incorporate any of that classical training into the tracks that you write today?
Yeah, I guess so, like through the melodies, I think, and harmonies that I mostly hear. And then, yeah, and then like, I guess like drums and bass and stuff is mostly from like the hip hop background. And then the indie rock stuff, like the distorted vocals and the guitar stuff is like, I guess, indie rock. So it kind of all just like merges together, but yeah.
True. You have a very distinct way of singing your lyrics and also the way that you perform. Do you put up a persona when you're in the studio or when you're performing live?
Performing live, definitely. But I kind of try to keep it as real as possible, like have fun as much as possible. But yeah, like and even in the studio, like recording, I guess it's just, you just have that like, you kind of switch, I guess, mentality-wise. But I feel like I don't really change a lot. I try to keep as much as myself on stage and when I'm recording as much as possible. Yeah.
Because, like, certain artists perform while they're also in the studio, right? So, like, I just want to see if you can split yourself from that side of when you perform or when you're in the studio.
Right. No, I don't really. Because okay. I think it's because, like, I'm so used to, like, making beats and, like, singing and, like, writing in my room by myself. It's such a relaxed environment. Like, I can experiment, do whatever. And then once I go to the studio, say, if I'm recording vocals and stuff, then it's normally with people that I'm quite relaxed with, so then it just comes kind of naturally. But yeah, I guess sometimes if I'm trying to like, it's like act, like say if I'm, I don't know, writing a song about like a real toxic breakup or something and I hadn't gone through a toxic breakup, then I might act a little bit in that way, like try and do that. But no, mostly not really, because I write kind of about stuff that I've gone through or my friends have gone through and then just like kind of go through that. Yeah.
Okay. And as you were growing up in a South Korean household, like what were your influences growing up in music? So obviously like your family, right?
Yeah. So I remember like cassettes and CDs, like my mom and my dad showed me, like, I think it was like Now 2 or something, like something like ages ago. And then Korean artists that my mom and dad listened to like growing up, like Kim Gon-mo and stuff like that, who were like, I guess like pioneers of like Korean hip hop in a way. But yeah, that, and then it was just classical music in the car and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't really listen to that much like K-pop and stuff, to be honest, growing up.
Did it like cringe you out a little bit, or?
Yeah, a little bit. Like I think I listened to like Big Bang maybe when I was like in intermediate, and like G-Dragon, but that's like as far as I went, hey.
I mean, I feel like your version of that is, I think I would define those as like hip-hop.
Yeah, hip-hop, yeah.
Not the K-pop that we all know now.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Like, I did watch like some K-dramas growing up, but not really, like, mostly like Kiwi upbringing, so I guess like, yeah, I did maybe a bit, like, not cringe, but I was like, oh yeah, that's not really my thing growing up, yeah.
No, that's fair enough. Let's talk about your single, oh my gosh, because I was like jamming it, oh my gosh. I want to like talk to you about how it was like working with Eddie and Sam V. Like, how was the process for that? Because those guys are like big names in the music scene here in Aotearoa.
They're workaholics, eh? But they're so good. Like, it was actually insane. Like, I'm so lucky and privileged to be able to work with them, because Eddie was my mentor through the Asians in Music program. So I worked with him on this song and sent through a demo, and like sounds so different to what the final product is, but so happy with it. But yeah, that's so good. And then Christian was my studio engineer as well, and he's crazy good as well. Like, yeah, it's actually insane, eh, what they get up to. But yeah, definitely learned a lot from them. Yeah.
Was there like a moment of feeling imposter syndrome, because that's really well known in the industry? Like, have you ever felt that in the moment?
Oh yeah, I feel that quite a lot. Maybe like as an artist, I don't know, hearing Eddie's stuff or seeing and stuff doing now, I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Like recording vocals, obviously, like, we'd only met like a few times before, like recording vocals and stuff, and I was like, damn, these guys like, I'm here, it felt like they were like all the way up here, but they're like super nice and like so supportive, which like helped a lot. But yeah, 100%, always feel imposter syndrome. Even if I'm making music in my room, I feel like a little bit imposter syndrome, but yeah.
To add, being brought up in a Korean background, has your family ever been supportive in your artistry, as most families aren't as supportive? Stereotypically?
I think, yeah, definitely my parents are supportive, but obviously they, as like, growing up in New Zealand, they like immigrated here, they want you to have like good life, so they like kind of obviously like be a doctor or lawyer, like, you know, something like stable jobs and stuff like that. But yeah, my parents definitely support me on my like music journey, 100%. But I think it definitely, growing up, they definitely like changed their perception on, I guess, what we wanted and then maybe what they wanted for us, which is all like very positive, but it's different, like very different, which I think, I guess, they kind of learned on the way, which is cool. Yeah.
Have they ever turned up in your shows before?
No, because I've never performed in Christchurch, eh? And then Dunedin was always during, it's like on a Wednesday night or something, like pint night, student night.
What?
So yeah, and Dunedin is crazy, like you like drink every day pretty much. But yeah, and then I performed up here like a few times, but it's always weekdays or like match up. But yeah, hopefully soon, eh? That'd be cool.
Fingers crossed. Let's talk about the song again. So it has like this, Otto, can you help me pronounce this word?
Melancholic.
It has melancholic lyrics, but also has emotive atmosphere thanks to Eddie. How did you take yourself to that position of story writing and building the song with it?
So I wrote lyrics first and then kind of presented, I guess, to Eddie. And then Sam V came on the day when we were writing like a few verses and the hook and stuff and the melody. But yeah, it just came from a space where in a relationship it kind of broke out, and then you just kind of get left with the feeling of like, where does this feeling like leave me? And it's kind of still lingering there, like where does this like love go? Like, does it go to the next person? Do I keep it for myself? It's just like an empty space kind of thing. That's where the song kind of came from. Yeah,
can you repeat that again, because like to me that could be a lyric.
Oh, they
like as in a
just
separate...
writing it down.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I guess
just keeping it for yourself.
Keeping it for yourself. Yeah, keeping a love for yourself, or I don't know. I guess like, does it go to the next person that you like? I don't know. Start dating or fall in love with, or where does that go? Like, it's just a space that's just still lingering there and like still in your mind, like still fresh. Even like, doesn't really matter how long. Like, you know, you're just gonna have to get used to having that feeling just there on the side.
Yeah. Were there like any other emotions in play while you were writing it? Was there any like bitterness in there or not?
Nah, I think it was kind of like the stage a bit after when you're like just reflecting back on things. For me personally, like I try not to leave things bitter, but yes, yeah, it's definitely like a time where I was very appreciative of it, but kind of sad and like reflective of that moment has passed or that relationship has passed. Yeah.
True. And this is like a little side question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a definition of letting go?
My definition of letting go?
Yeah.
Like as in like with someone or just in general?
I think with someone. If we're talking about the song, definitely with someone.
Yeah. Letting go. I guess like moving on is always different with different people. But definitely through music definitely helps. Like I think that's where I get all my like outlet from, like emotional outlet. So yeah, always after a breakup or like friendship that doesn't work out or something, that's when I feel like I can write the best or like do a lot more music. It doesn't have to be released, it could just be for myself or writing in a diary, etc. I think that's how I process things in a way. Yeah.
Speaking about like keeping it to yourself, do you have any like unreleased songs in your vault that I don't know, like, yeah, like do you have any songs in there that you
there's definitely a few that might be mean to release, but it's just there for me, or like it's just like doesn't need to be heard from a lot of people. Yeah, I've got so many songs in the vault. I think I've got like 200 or something just like sitting there, but yeah, there's definitely some in there where definitely like hits different, but yeah, I sometimes listen to them the way, like, you know.
No, that's fair enough, because like demos itself are like your entries to the industry, and some people just don't really look to it, to consider it really.
Yeah.
So my follow-up question for that is like, would you ever revisit and remake a demo, or would you want to ask to collab with another artist with it? How you collaborated with Eddie?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Like, sometimes, like, maybe, like, 2 a.m. on a, like, I don't know, Friday night or something, I've, like, still up, like, just going through my, like, hard drives, listening to old songs. But obviously, there's so many bad ones in there. Like, you got to make, like, 100 bad ones for, like, one good one, for sure. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just, those are just kind of, like, waiting there for the right moment or maybe the right person that comes to mind. But, yeah, yeah.
I kind of want to go back to your Korean heritage and Korean hip-hop as well. You mentioned that your parents, like, put you onto some, like, old-school Korean hip-hop, but are there any, like, modern, like, current Korean hip-hop artists that you're keeping up to date with that maybe influence you?
Yeah, for sure. Like, mostly, like, K-R&B stuff, like Cold and Crush. Like, mostly keep up with them, and, like, rapper called Kaki, who's got, like, a mean voice. And then what's that, like, Korean hip-hop show? Like, Hip-Hop Stars or something? There's, like, a hip-hop show where, like, kind of like new rappers come and they're like kind of just like cypher against each other.
Didn't I see G-Dragon on that?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Like they have like mentors and stuff and there's like producers. But I don't know. I like sometimes I just watch that and like just like, oh yeah, that guy seems cool, and then jam his music. But yeah, definitely keep up with some of it, but not a lot, I'd say. But yeah. Oh, these guys called like DPR, DPR Ian.
Oh, I think I've heard of
them. Yeah, not very hip-hop, but like still like, I guess like ballady R&B vibes, like very cinematic and like big, but yeah.
I think you have like one track that's in Korean that translates to Don't Worry About It.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But have you ever thought about maybe like doing like a full-length album or EP in Korean? And like sort of branching out more into the Korean market.
Yeah, maybe. I think I need to get better at my Korean, to be honest. It's funny, eh? Like, sometimes I write a verse, like, because my reading and writing is not, like, up to scratch. I'd send to mom, and mom would be like, listening, like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. Like, and I'd be like, oh, damn. But, yeah, for sure, yeah, I'd 100% love to. I don't know when, but, yeah. Would love to do that. Or collab with Korean artists that we meet as well. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, like, with who? Because, like, there's so many, like, Korean artists here in Aotearoa that you could, like, tap into as well.
Yeah. I don't know, I don't know.
They're somewhere.
Because I guess, like, music for me is, like, it's like therapy, I guess, in a way.
Mm.
And I love making it as well. But, yeah, I think when, like, you're trying to develop your sound, it's like good to like experiment. Like you're like an indie artist, you're starting off, like you have no label, you have no pressure from anyone to be like, there's your genre, like you can't release there, you gotta release this other song that's gonna do way better. Like you can just do whatever you want. Like such a good point to just like try everything, like even if it fails, or maybe later on you're like, oh, I don't know why I wrote that song, but in hindsight maybe it helped you to write something later on. Like, yeah.
To wrap up this interview, do we expect any new upcoming project following your
following single? Yeah, I have I think I'm leaning towards releasing like maybe two or three more singles this year. I was thinking of dropping an EP, but I'm not 100% sold on it yet. Hey,
why like, do you sound so unsure that you could just drop an EP like out of the blue?
I could drop maybe I'll drop an EP out of blue, but I'm not too sure yet.
Because your last release was 2022.
Yeah, I kind of took a hiatus there. Yeah, for like three years. Yeah, or 2 years. Dang, yeah,
so long.
Yeah, so long. Yeah, they went quick. Just life gets in the way. But nah, definitely for sure more songs. Maybe an EP. Who knows? Eh? Who knows?
Just like, here you go.
Yeah, here
and
you go.
I'm a bounce. play a live set, and I'm a bounce.
Yeah. Nah, you'll definitely hear about it. You'll hear about it if I'm releasing an EP, for sure.
Yeah. I'll definitely hear it from Articute or, like, the boys.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of wraps up. Do you have anything to add?
No, it's been great chatting with you, man.
Yeah, same here. Thank you for having me.
Honestly,
it's been so much fun.
Honestly, it has been. And again, thank you so much for your support, and we will be rooting for you.
Cheers. Same. All right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.